Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Progress!
Hey everybody, this is Patrick Foster. You are listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. On behalf of my co-host Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everybody to Wednesday. Hope y'all are doing well. Today we're going to conclude our conversation with Demolition Means Progress, a cool band out of Minneapolis, featuring our good friend BJ Bonin. And if you didn't listen yesterday, please go back and check out that part of the conversation. It was a lot of fun. And then today we're going to conclude everything with a few more questions and a little more chat. It's always fun to talk to those guys. And then stay tuned Thursday. We're going to have a conversation with the third band that's going to be playing Saturday night at Chicago's Midwest Suburbs Fest. It's going to be the closing night. That's going to be August 6th. And if you're anywhere in the vicinity and you can make it, please come out and check out these bands. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Hidden Cove in Chicago. All right, let's jump back into this interview with the guys. And you're going to hear me asking them a question about some live shows they're due to play. Here we go.
So keep on talking. There's nothing I can do. And it's none of my damn business, but you're standing in my cube. Keep on talking. Is there nothing I can do about this soul?
Well, I gotta ask you guys, because I'm looking here at your Bandcamp page, and folks should go to demolitionmeansprogress.bandcamp.com because you can see all the stuff there. Pick it up, of course, download it. But you guys are playing three shows within the space of about 2 weeks in August. You
better not get COVID.
Yeah. I mean, now, the band I'm in, you know, we played three shows in like 3 years. So to play three shows in 2 weeks is incredible. Will you guys just practice, say, a group of, say, like 20 songs, and then just when you get to the gig, write out a set list? Or will you practice specifically, like, we want to do this song before that one and practice the segues and all that? Like, how much do you prepare? That kind of stuff.
We've been working on the segues a little bit. We do have a kind of set list that we're working on. Just like you said, August is and July are tough because of work and vacation. And
yeah,
I'm taking my daughter to tour colleges for a couple weeks. And so we are kind of like, well, this is our set list for those three shows. Let's try to get it as tight as possible. We've worked on some segues between songs, but not an awful lot.
There are some songs that just bleed into each other anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Naturally, yeah. Right, right.
And you always put them next to each other.
Yeah. Yep, totally.
And then when you don't, it's like, why did we not do it this time?
Yeah.
And you put it back for the next show.
Well, certainly I'm familiar with that. I mean, we have a couple songs where it's, well, this is capo 3, so we have to play the other capo 3 one with that. You know,
exactly.
Not like you couldn't take a capo off because it takes so long to take it off your guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've got some dancing around that we're doing while BJ's putting the capo on and off.
There you go. Right.
And we have to have a couple pauses when I switch from the 6th string to the 12th string because they're tuned differently.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, can I play some of those songs on the 6th string? Yeah, but it doesn't sound quite as good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you guys need Patrick to serve as your guitar tech when you're
that's
in
right.
Chicago, he'll...
Then I'll try to find you one.
There you go.
It's summer. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Yep.
How much recording have you guys done together, and how do you go about that?
This last time, we actually went to a studio, which was different. And it was kind of nice.
It was a project for a student.
Yeah, and she did a great job.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Engineering or whatnot.
Yeah. And she was a drummer, and she got the best drum sounds I've ever experienced. There's like, it's like, there they are. It sounds great. I don't have to do any mixing. And so I've been mixing the results of that. We got singles coming out in the fall.
Okay.
So that'll be...
Oh, cool.
What is it? Light Fantastic and Difference. So we're calling it Light Difference. Nice. One's a really happy, peppy song. The other one's kind of a sad song.
Yeah, we've recorded 3 records over about 10 years.
Right.
And, well, a lot of that stuff he had done before.
Well, the first EP, The first EP was done piecemeal over a bunch of years, and it just finally came time to put that out. And then... you know, the previous incarnation of this band, the Underthings, probably the worst luck band in the history of music, where we had an LP that didn't make it because of copy, or what is it, a name change, and then we all had kids. So someone else took the name, and then we all had kids, and the project just ended. Before that, we had a studio accident where we lost everything but one song, and then prior to that, we had another studio accident, and I was like, anyway, just one of those hard luck things.
I remember you guys talking about that.
Completely nuts. But for the LP and the last EP, we recorded it right here. If there's any video for this, it's like we're sitting in this thing.
In a studio. It looks like it, for sure.
Our world headquarters here.
World headquarters.
Yeah. Demolition Means Progress.
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
World HQ.
Yeah, among the Knotty Pine.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And the litter box.
That's it, over there.
There you go. There's a song title. Yeah.
There you go.
Is that one of your basements or something right there where you are right now?
Yep, okay. My basement.
Okay. So you'll do some recording there as well.
Oh, it looks like a mess, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We've done most of the recording here.
Yep.
And it works out pretty well. Works out pretty well.
We'll stand by the results.
Inside the fire, tuning me out like a footnote in your life, leading me on towards something like a monument that stands tall. I'm only a distraction, why am I here at all? You make me wait forever while you're inside. Still at work, am I still alive? Talking to you on the phone, what's the reason I should have known? Maybe I'm better off alone. What do I need to do to capture your attention? Who knows, so the walls between us grow higher and higher. I gave it all I had, but you just threw me your best smile. Just wait till I finish it, might be a little.
I was wondering too about that. Do you guys have like a control, for lack of a better word, way to listen to music, like mixes especially of songs you're recording? Like, hey, we think this might be the final mix. Do you have a place that you take it, or a certain setup where you got to listen to it to make sure it's right? You know, like, do you stick it in an old cassette player and like drive around, you know, to make sure you got the right sound? Or how do you guys do that?
Well, I do on the phone. Like, I want to be able to hear it on an iPhone and what it sounds like through the speakers on an iPhone.
Interesting. Okay.
And I know you do the car stereo and like to do the sit in the car stereo and listen from a CD.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yep. Then I listen headphones from the phone, headphones from the computer. Hmm. I'll listen in the studio here. I will then take it and put it through my 1957 hi-fi.
Wow.
Okay. And then Mike does it in his car.
Well, and then you push it out to everybody, and everybody has their own way of listening to it.
Yeah,
and when it comes back, you've got to balance the like
what people heard. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll send it to friends and relatives. So Pete from Girl Friday and Money Penny, who now lives in Texas. I'll send it to him and I'll say, "What do you think?" I'll send it to my old bandmate Mike from Sebastian Orange. He's got a studio. That's where I originally recorded drums. I'll send it to him. So you just get feedback from a bunch of people.
And you when you get in the car, you like to play your song, our song, and then you like to listen to another song right after.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you can say, okay, here's what I like that's working well in our song and what I want to improve on based on the other.
Interesting. Okay. Right.
And I've got what I think is our best mix for sound. Mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. that we've done, and so I'll compare our songs to that one.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And then if it gets really, really, really close, I might send it off to, you know, some of the Petersons.
Like
really high-end pros and say, hey, is this ready for mastering? They always say it sounds great.
Right.
It's funny, when you asked that question, I was like, I don't think there's no control. It's just, and then you're talking about it, and you're like,
It's a lot of control.
Yeah. BJ's a scientist, and you can hear it when he talks about that.
I've got a frequency analyzer and sit there and figure out, okay, this one right here.
Wow.
5846 hertz is.
You don't see the beakers in the back, but there's some bubbling beakers going on over here.
My favorite go-by for an example record for one that sounds incredible is this band, Bandit Queen. I think that's the name.
Hmm.
And they're out of the UK, and their record sounds amazing. Really? The songs are good, too, but the production is unbelievable. And they were one of those things where I saw they were coming through town in, what, 1997 or something like that. And I went and saw them, and they were really nice, and they were fun to hang out with. Give It to the Dog or something like that is the single that showed up on college radio. And back, it would have been like 96 or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
That record sounds amazing. It's a really good thing to, as a palate cleanser.
Interesting. So, yeah. A little sherbet in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. Now, anything else, Patrick?
Yeah. I just wanted to tell people who are listening that go back to episode 947 is when we talked to BJ and some of the crew last time, and you'll hear some of those stories that BJ referenced, heartbreaking stuff. But if you want to go back and hear those and other things right when the EP just came out,
right?
I believe you guys call it, what is it, Four Sad Songs and a Piece of Sunshine is the Undefined Horizon. So go back and listen to that 947 episode. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, the triple digits for the episodes.
Yeah.
One thing we like to do oftentimes when we have guests on the show is we ask them to make an addition to our Perfect Pop playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And you can define pop however you want. We just like it, the alliteration of it. But it really can be any song. Doesn't necessarily have to be your most favorite song in the world. Just a song that you really like that you think is done perfectly. I want to ask each of you, what would be a song you would add to this playlist?
I'm sure you already have this song, but Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place is, I think, the perfect.
Mm, I don't think so. We do, actually.
I think that's... I was at a show with a friend the other night, and we were talking about, like, what's the perfect song. He brought that up, and I was like, I totally agree. That's the perfect pop song in my mind.
Wow. Very interesting.
That's a great
choice.
That's a great choice.
That's a great pick.
What do you love about it?
There's simplicity to the song, to the melody, but complexity to the song overall. And so the song works on pulling you in with just the simplicity, but then there's just a lot of layers to it as well. Also just this history with me. So for me, it's, you know, why is it the perfect song? Well, it's the perfect song I listen to at great times in my life. So
yeah,
that shouldn't really be a requirement for a perfect song, but it is. It's subjective. And, certain points of your life when you have the particular soundtrack that reminds you of those points, that makes for a perfect song to me.
It's a great observation.
Yeah, absolutely. BJ, you have one?
Yeah, I've been giving this a lot of thought over the last couple of years.
Okay.
To the point where I'm always sitting on the cusp of like recording an episode for you about what makes a perfect pop song.
Yeah.
So the components, I'm a scientist, right? So I have to have criteria, right? So
how long is this podcast?
Yeah, it's going to be an hour. You've got lyrics, right? You've got rhythm. You've got bass. You've got a melody. You've got harmony. You've got a call and response.
Oh, okay.
And a counter melody. And I might be missing something in there, too, but those are the things I can think of off the top of my head. And the song that has popped up over and over the course of my, listening to a bunch of music that I think has all of that for me. Oh, that then there's also everyone is going to have their own definition. Not everyone's going to agree. More people are not going to like a particular song than are going to like it because the world's a big place and art is diverse, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, the one that ticks all those things is Blowin' Cool by Swerve Driver. And I just happen to be wearing the shirt today.
Wow.
So the Blowin' Cool, it's got that amazing bass melody. The actual vocals are a counter melody. There's a call and response with the guitar. And the rhythm is really interesting because it changes. Time signatures in the middle, of course. This is talking about my love of weird time changes. It ticks all the boxes. Lyrics are amazing. So It might be one of my favorite bands. So also the loudest band I've ever heard that wasn't a Bob Mould band.
Really? Well, that's pretty damn loud.
So like standing there, big venue, far back from the stage, because it's like, oh boy. It's like, let's stand right next to the mixing board. The waves of sound are so intense, they're making our innards move.
Yeah, yeah.
The clothes are moving like this, yeah. Like it's a wind. Mike is not here, our drummer, and I went to that show. We were both wearing earplugs. We both came out of there with ringing for a day.
Wow, that's amazing.
And watching our clothes move, watching them move. It was intense. That was a great show.
Wow.
Anyway, but yeah, Blowin' Cool by Swerve Driver.
Wow. I'm not familiar with that song, Jim. I don't think I've ever heard it.
I'm not either. But now we are, right? So yeah, that's still, right. Thank you very much.
As soon as we're done, yeah. Amazing.
BJ.
Just to clarify, BJ, in that checklist, no drum solo, right? It was not in the component.
Depends.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's no drum solo in that one. No, right. Not that song. But okay. I'm not averse to a drum solo.
Okay. Oh, all right, cool.
So in some cases it's really funny if it can, you know, just like I think the best guitar solo in the history of music is, what is it, Cinnamon Girl, Neil Young, with its one note.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's genius.
Right? Yeah. Because it's irreverent and fits perfectly with the music, and even is expressive with that one note.
That's
repeated over and over again. But why not? You know, what best drum solo? What, why wouldn't it be Blister in the Sun?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. It's a wrap.
That's right. Well, thanks very much, guys. This has been great.
Yeah, hey, thank awesome. You.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We so look forward to seeing you.
Tremendously looking forward to it.
August 6th, Saturday, August 6th in Chicago at the Hidden Cove. And it's going to be early, peoples. So get there early. This is good for the older peoples in the in the community.
It's the Mr. Patty set times for starting at 6.
I did mention that to a friend of mine. I said, yeah, I'm going to be in Chicago and playing a show. And she's like, oh, great, I'll come see you. And I was like, well, it's early, it's at 6. And she's like, this gets better and better.
There you go.
Perfect.
By 10. Yeah.
So there's three bands playing. Cutest Nuisance is going to go first, we think. And then Demolition Meets Progress, and then the Stick Arounds. So
awesome.
So you guys will be in the middle there somewhere.
Perfect. But
everybody should know, I think it's doors at 5, music starts at 6. Come on out and have a good time. It's on a Saturday. What else do you have to do, right? So come on out.
Exactly.
And guys, tell everyone where else you're going to be appearing after that, just in case they're around the Minneapolis area.
We'll be playing at, weather permitting, we'll be playing at the Nicollet Island Park in Minneapolis for a free show.
Cool.
The 15th.
15th, okay.
And then on the 17th, Christy and I are playing as a duo at Stanley's?
Yeah, Stanley's in Northeast.
Stanley's in Northeast Minneapolis.
Okay.
And that one is, I think we start at 7.
Excellent.
So, and the Nicollet Island, we start at 6:30.
Yep. Okay.
And that one,
the 15th.
Yeah.
August 15th.
15th and 17th. And then, for that Nicollet Island one, if it rains, that stage floods.
Well, hopefully it'll be a nice sunny day.
That's
so
great. That's great. Thanks very much, guys. BJ and Grant from Demolition Means Progress. Look forward to seeing you at Suburbs Fest. And everyone, come on out. August
4,
5, and
hi.
6. And check suburbspod.com, click on Suburbs Fest, and you'll see the details for all three nights. Okay?
Yep.
All right. That's it. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been
Grant Martin with Demolition Meets Progress.
And BJ Bonin.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, guys.
I'll talk to everyone later. That old library was always waiting.
You had them over there. I took them the other night.
Oh, is that where they went? I thought the cat ate them.